They have arrested and charged the head of Telegram, bigger than X worldwide. Now they're talking about arresting Elon Musk, saying they charge him with obstruction of justice in Brazil. The EU is talking about it as well. You see where this is going. They're trying to put Trump in jail and tried to kill him. Tommy Robinson is a great patriot, filmmaker, father, journalist, activist, done nothing wrong. He had over 100,000 peaceful people there in the UK, and then a individual stabbed a bunch of kids and killed them. A few people got mad. The Muslims rioted, and now they are have charged him with terrorism, and they are trying to put him in jail. If he returns to the UK, he's in an undisclosed location. Tommy Robinson is our guest. A few stations don't carry this part, so we're going to go to break in a few minutes. But, Tommy, give us an update on what they're doing to you, because we're all Tommy Robinson.
Alex, I had previous to yesterday, I had 8 charges to do with contempt of court. That's a prison sentence of 2 years. But yesterday they stuck another 6 charges on me, separate. So it's another 2 years. And all of these charges relate to a film which is 100% factual. That's it. They relate to the fact that I've showed the public the evidence, which is what they wanted to prevent doing. The entire story, the film is pinned in my Twitter, on my main tweet, at T. Robinson New Era, and that's what I'm going to go jail for. So, and I've got to answer bail on the 25th of October on terrorism-related charges. Terrorism-related charges because, Alex, the day after holding 100,000 people for a totally peaceful celebration of British identity and to send a message to the establishment that the British public now have a voice, we are awake, we know what you're doing, and we're not going to remain silent anymore. We're not going to allow you to replace us and instill fear in us from speaking out. We had that event. The next morning, I was detained at the border on terrorism legislation. And the legislation they used prevents you from having a right to remain silent. So for 6 hours, they quizzed me. And if I would have remained silent and not answered their questions, I would have breached terrorism legislation and been prosecuted. Now, the questions they were asking me were all about my lawful, legitimate cultural movement that we were creating. They don't want us to have a cultural movement. They don't want any resistance. One of the questions they asked me was, how do you think you're going to stop the Great Replacement? This is counterterrorism officers. During that 6-hour grilling, they also had seized my phone, and then I had to give them the password or I'm in breach of the law. I refused to give them the password. So then I was taken to the police station to be charged. And I've been bailed till the 25th of October for breaching terrorism legislation. So I've got that charge. I now have multiple cases. The problem for me, Alex, every prison, my last sentence was entirely solitary confinement. Now, 3 months, 6 months, I've done 22 weeks was the most I've done in one hit of that. But now I'll be facing a 4-year prison sentence of either solitary confinement or being killed by jihadist gangs. So I don't know what they're going to walk me into. The fact it's 2024, I'm a journalist who created a factual documentary and I faced 4 years in prison and do we have a corrupt media? That film is on 47 million views. It's the most watched film to come out of Great Britain and not one single journalist in the UK has reported on what we exposed. We exposed total corruption. The council were paying people not to tell the truth. Then they took me through the courts. And the council, through taxpayers' money, paid all the witnesses not to be able to speak. And then I exposed it with covert recordings. I proved it. I proved their entire story was manufactured. The scary thing is, Alex, I exposed this. I knew what they're going to do to me. But people have to see the truth. They have to see the truth because they use the same against you, Alex. They give you £1 billion. It was about shutting you down and silencing you. The weaponization of the judiciary is going on across the West. It's gone to Donald Trump, to Geert Wilders, to anyone, Marine Le Pen, anyone who has raised their voices, Katie Hopkins, against the establishment, mass open border immigration. They put a target on you and they use the court system to finish you, to bankrupt you or to imprison you. So I currently face a 4-year prison sentence. I am out of the country, but what I'm doing currently, Alex, I'm working on another documentary that I'm going to get out before my prison date, which is going to expose the manufactured riots. The riots that you saw, we're going to show the public the truth. We've had...
Tommy, stay there. Start over. Start over with that. When we got to join some stations here. This is so important. And I'm going to tell you my advice on air when we come back in 60 seconds. Tommy Robinson, see the film on his X account. 47 million views. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we have a real live hero, Tommy Robinson. I've known Tommy since he showed up 12, 15. I've been interviewing about 14 years. He's been public, I guess it's 15 if memory serves. He's the guy that can correct me. He's Tommy Robinson. But he lived in a town that was full of Pakistani Muslims and others. They were literally trying to recruit people in his family, small children, for sex. He owned a tanning salon right next to them. He started exposing them and speaking out. He formed the English Defense League that's not even been around for a decade. They were very peaceful. They were not racist. They were just against Islamification and the takeover. And he's been arrested many times. He spent years in jail, almost a year in solitary confinement. He lost so much weight, he looked like a concentration camp victim. And now they have charged him with terrorism for his 100,000 person plus peaceful rally. They are blaming him for the illegal or the foreigners' parents came in who stabbed three girls to death and a bunch of other people. That's why we had some people protest and get a little out of hand at some of the illegal alien centers. They then openly blamed Tommy and framed him and said they were going to charge him, and the Prime Minister came out and named him, and now Tommy has wisely stayed out of the country. They've now upped the charges in the last 24 hours against him, and I am telling him, do not, he is an icon, he can do 1,000 times more good doing his show, speaking out from afar, analyzing what's going on. They can pipe him in via Zoom or Skype to rallies on Jumbotrons. The number one, this is not a courage issue. It's like when I said Elon Musk must not fly to the EU. He must not fly to Brazil. Both systems, tyrannical systems, are saying they're going to arrest him. They've arrested the head of Telegram, charged him with maybe allowing criminal activity on his giant platform that's bigger than X worldwide. So this is real tyranny by the globalist. They're already starting World War III. People need to support Tommy. And I'm just, as you hear him, he's saying, it sounds like he's going to go back to England and face these fraudulent charges. He already made a film seen 47 million times. Let's put it back on screen. It's on his X account, documenting the fraud of one of the legal cases against him. And now they paid people off, and now it's a total scam. Truthontrial.co.uk, Britain's most banned documentary, silenced. The biggest film out of the UK in years. And no one's covering it. They want him in jail for exposing their criminal activity. So we're going to talk about his case some more, the latest on what's happened. Then I want to talk about big picture, the invasion of Europe, the invasion of England, Ireland, Scotland, the first minister saying white people are bad, now being kicked out. What's happening here? The Venezuelan gangs robbing, murdering, and being allowed to take over apartment complexes with machine guns. The police do nothing. This is all part of replacement migration and a larger plan. But you were giving me a website, a URL, helptommy.com. Folks, you need to help Tommy Robinson. And I was talking to him off air about places he can go. We're not going to say what he's thinking, but I didn't think of the genius idea he had. But he, as these terrorism charges go into the Interpol system worldwide, he's got to get to a safe haven, and he's got to get there quick. He is a prize they want to torture to death in prison. Tommy, you were telling me you're going to go face the charges. You didn't say it was off record, but I'm going to tell you something, and I love you. You're a badass. But if you go back and you let them put you in prison, if I ever see you in person, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Do not. You might kick my ass, but I'm going to try to beat your. You hear me? And I guarantee you, your supporters are the same. Is anybody telling you of your supporters to go back and go into the lion's den? It's one thing to have courage. We get it. But in the war, you don't put yourself out for the military, your enemy military, to destroy you. Do not go back to the UK. Get to a safe haven now, Tommy. Go ahead.
See, Alex, I see it differently. I see the fact that them taking me through the court system, I see it that I'm putting them on trial. Secretly, the Conservative government for the last decade have weaponized and used lawfare against me. We've had a Conservative government. We now have Labour. They are exactly the same. Don't think what you're witnessing the last 2 weeks is anything new. You're just seeing it now. We now have social media. We have X. And my film has exposed it. The problem is that the court and the weapon that they use across the West, it's far bigger than Tommy Robinson. Now, if I go to trial, we now know 47 million. By the time they get me into jail, it'll be 60, 70, hopefully 100 million. If Elon Musk shared this film, it would be 100 or 150 million. Now, that is at the minute, 47 million people know that all I done as a journalist was report the truth. If they want to lock me up for that, which they will, they're putting a nail in their own coffin. We need the judiciary to fall. We need the weaponization and the politicization to be mainstream. We need that. People still talk to me like they look at my Wikipedia and say, you've got all these convictions. Never by a jury. I've never been tried by a jury ever. Give me 12 members of the British public, they will find me not guilty. It's a system that's used to destroy people's lives. And you hear about it from me, you hear about it from you, Alex, but every whistleblower in every institution that tries to speak out faces what I'm facing now. I believe I have an opportunity with the world's eyes on Great Britain currently to put a nail in their coffin. It may end up being a nail in my coffin as well, but maybe that will be the moment that sparks a revolution in Great Britain. I truthfully believe that. If they think they've seen trouble now, put me in jail and let the Muslims All get right. to me. You will inspire and cause the uprising that's needed. The problem is, Alex, so currently all I ever think of is how do I punch back? Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, the weaponized media, the corrupt media, have lied to the public about the riots. That we've seen the weaponization of a court system. People are arrested on a Saturday, they televised it, they put them in court on the Monday, they're in prison and gone for 3 years by the Tuesday. That's unheard of. They didn't commit any crimes, Alex. What we've done as an organization, Urban Scoop, the company I work for, we've sent journalists out this week to interview the families. Do you know what they've done? And we're going to tell the stories. We're going to show you who they've sent to prison and what for. Speech is on trial. The British public, what this is, Alex, this is our January 6th. On January 6th in the United States, they orchestrated that so they could put the fear of God into the American public from ever taking to the streets in mass numbers again. I look every time there's calls for a demonstration, people believe it's a setup. People don't want to come out. Right now in Great Britain, people don't know what they can say on social media. They're now self-censoring already. People have been in prison. One gentleman said Islam is evil. He's currently in prison. A granddad who's worked for 49 years and just retired and looks after his wife said, Allah, Allah, who the is Allah? He got 18 months in prison. One gentleman we spoke to his mum yesterday and his girlfriend. He has a newborn baby. He committed no crime. His allegation, what they've sent him to jail for 3 years, 2 months, was shouting, whose streets are streets, whilst waving an England flag. They pressurised and they pushed all of these men to plead guilty within 24 hours. But what they said to him is the police sat him down. They showed him his wife at the demonstration and said, if you don't hold your hands up, we're going to get her. And he's got a newborn baby. So men, what you're seeing is lots of men pleading guilty to crimes they haven't committed. They have rushed it. There's been no due process. There's been no time for legal meetings. They've thrown them in jail. And now they're in jail. They've been fed and handed to Muslim gangs. They've been violently attacked. They've been beaten because Keir Starmer, and we hear about misinformation, Alex. They make the accusations against you. They make the accusations against me. I'm going to prove to the entire world with my next documentary that they are guilty of misinformation. They lied continuously. They said the English Defence League were behind the riots. There hasn't been an English Defence League. It ended for a decade. It's not an organisation. There is no group. But what they've done, Alex, is they managed to paint a brush of far right and racist over all the protesters. What they don't tell you.
Sure, but I mean, do you believe, let me just stop you real quick. Do you believe you're going to get a jury trial? Because I know it's all administrative, but they still throw you in jail. England's one of the greatest tyrannies on earth. They've been good at trying to hide it. Keir Starmer famously protected Jimmy Savile, the most famous pedophile in UK history. He is when he was a judge, he's a monster. Looking at all of this, or when he was a barrister, looking at all of this, and I was not being serious earlier, but I love you. I care about you. You're doing so much good outside of jail. You're very Christ-like. Mandela was a communist, but it made him more famous going to jail for decades. Tommy, they already tried to kill you in prison. I mean, I know all the things that happened to you, them trying to stab you and the Muslims cramming all their feces under your cell and solitary confinement and you almost starving to death. I mean, we really don't want you to be in there, brother.
No, babe, trust me, I don't want to go there, yeah? And you said, I 100% am not allowed a jury. I can get 4 years in jail without a jury. Do you know the message? I just done an interview yesterday, and it goes out this week. I had a message for all the English, all the British political prisoners. The same with your American ones from January 6th. Men rotted away. They were forgotten. They were abused. Right now, we have British political prisoners. Their families need to understand, whilst they're missing their dads, they're missing their sons, they're missing their husbands, the role they're playing right now in prison is pivotal to the saviour of this nation. Wrongs will have to happen. People will have to get hurt. People will have to die. People will have to spend long times in prison. It's part of the process in awakening our country.
No, so I understand what you're doing. And you said it. I've played the clip of the judges saying, reading it, you said on social media that the Muslims are disproportionately raping people for their proportion of population. This is outrageous. 22 months in prison and a fine. I mean, they're actually, so you're saying for all the other political prisoners, you're willing to do this Christ-like thing. I admire you even more, my friend.
I just believe that through sacrifice will come success. And do you know how many men have sacrificed over the years? You hear about my story, Alex. Do you know how many men went to jail with the English Defence League? Do you know how many men lost their jobs? Do you know how many men are in jail rotting now for their speech, for criticising mass open border immigration? Our free speech is under attack. We don't have free speech. But the country needs to know that. We're working on a documentary now. Before I go to prison, it will be aired. Tens of millions will watch it. We will prove that we live under a totalitarian regime. And all of these, the media, the courts, all of it are weapons of the state for mass control. Basically, what they're using this last 2 weeks as is to send a message to the British public, shut up whilst we replace you. Legal protests. They're even stopping. And the comparison, which we're going to look at, every judge who sent someone to jail in the last 2 weeks for speech has freed paedophiles caught with videos of children being raped. They haven't gone to jail. It's totally political. It's to put fear into the British public. And if we allow them to, I think they could have ended people's willingness to protest, their willingness to speak out. What we need to do over the next 6 weeks is make sure the British public know it's your right to protest. They ain't taking these rights away without a fight. We can't allow it. We mustn't allow it. And right now, Alex, without X, we would be already lost this battle. We would already have lost. But right now, the world's eyes are on Great Britain. We're going to expose them. So each time I put out a video saying I'm working on a documentary, 2 days later, they hit me with the next lot of charges. So they're not happy. And I believe their intention is to imprison me for not even 4 years, probably decades. That's what they want. What crime have I committed? Again, when I go to court, I'll ask the judge, have you watched the film? Why am I here? I haven't committed anything unlawful. Actually, they have. You're the liars. You're the fraud. You're corrupt. Not me. I've done my job. My job as a journalist is to expose corruption. That's my job, to give the British public the truth. And that's what I've done. And that's what people continue to do, Alex. But anyone who can support us, we want to, as I said, I've got a lot of legal problems that have come in from absolutely everywhere. First and foremost, I need to finish this next film. We're working on it. I've got a meeting straight after this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to go turn yourselves into the devil, at least take your time. And people, and folks, if you don't back Trump, if you don't back me, if you don't back Tommy, we're the men on the front line, literally going up against pure evil because we feel it's the right thing to do. Tommy's even more hardcore, than I am. I mean, I'm not in his shoes. I don't know what the decision I would make at that point. I believe in the information war, and I would just remove myself to a position. But I get it. I've said I won't evacuate America. that I'd go down with a ship. So I guess I'm in the same boat as Tommy. I just know how horrible solitary confinement is. And because I've been in it a little bit when I was a teenager myself, and just a few weeks is pure torture, Tommy. But we salute you and we thank you. What is the best website for people to go and support?
HelpTommy.com. And that, as I said, even if I go to jail, our news channel will continue. I'll call this now. I guarantee you they're coming after Urban Scoop. Urban Scoop is the news channel and media channel where we create our documentaries. We have a fabulous team. We create some brilliant work. We've put two documentaries out in the last couple of months. They're both, one's on 8 million views, the other one's on 47 million views. We need to use the weapons that we have to expose them. And that is by proving to people that they lied, proving to people that they manipulated the story. They said, Alex, go on ChatGTP. In fact, go on Grok. Go on any of them and ask if Tommy Robinson called for violence during the demonstrations, because the world's media said I did. I didn't. I never said the attacker in Southport was a Muslim or a refugee. I never said anything. And they've, in fact, all the videos I made called for calm, called for peace and non-violence. And they totally ignored all that. And with their misinformation and their lies, they pumped around the entire world.
What they do is they steal your identity and in your name say you said something.
That's it. And I didn't say anything. There's no evidence anywhere for it. But it doesn't matter because they've got the weapon of the media. They've told the entire world the only lucky chance I have or the battle we have is this platform here. For me, it's X. And it's important that people, any independent media, any podcast host, anyone needs support from the public. Get off Netflix, get off all these channels, get off Amazon and start supporting the independents. Start giving them a voice, the people who live stream. Get behind them. But again, they are trying to intimidate the entire country into silence. They arrested an 81-year-old gentleman, 81 years old, in the same week, and a 12-year-old. That 81-year-old man has been prosecuted. He's in court this week for his words. For getting angry. Do you know why the people are angry, Alex? We're going to show you in the documentary, because we're going to interview the father and the girl who was raped by one of these illegal immigrants who come out of the hotel. So in Tamworth, where the country say, where the judges are sentencing people to jail for shouting aggressively at the hotel, what they don't tell you, Mohammed left the hotel in Tamworth and raped an English woman. In Hartlepool, where they were rioting, what they don't tell you is one of the migrants left the hotel there and stabbed a British pensioner to death while shouting it's for Palestine. What they don't tell you is that across our country, from hotels, migrants at the Home Office have bought in and placed in our towns and cities are raping our mothers and daughters. That's the truth. Men are being sent to jail for saying our taxpayers' money is funding rapists to be put in hotels. It's a fact. It's 100% factual. I'm going to prove it to you in my film. The British public are not angry because of Tommy Robinson. They're angry because they know of stories like this.
And let me stop you. And let me stop you. 15 years ago, correct the date, you were the first to expose the giant Muslim grooming gangs. And then how many times have they thrown you in prison?
Remember, Alex, before we exposed it, before that point, they'd conspired for 30 years to keep it a secret. They'd collapsed cases. They'd got rid of evidence. They'd destroyed the lives of whistleblowers. We made it with 10,000 young English men on the streets. We made it so they couldn't hide it anymore. When we were marching for every town and city up and down this country, shouting that our daughters are not allowed.
And by the way, let's talk about the numbers. Even the BBC, a decade after you exposed it, plus, has to admit, per town, thousands of young girls as young as 7 being kidnapped, raped, and sold into sex slavery. And in many cases, the police would not even return people's little girls.
To set the numbers, Alex, I've done a 5-part documentary series called The Rape of Britain. Check it out on Rumble. Go to Urban Scoop's news channel. You click on documentaries. We looked at Telford. The reason I looked at Telford has a 1.7% Muslim population. The police identified 1,000 victims. 5 of them have been murdered. 1,000 victims, 5 have been murdered. They identified 200 perpetrators from the Muslim community of Telford. We identified in our investigation 254. The independent inquiry identified over 300. Now, in Telford, there's only 3,500 Muslims. So get rid of the women, get rid of the under 16, there's 1,000 men. So out of those 1,000 men, the police identified 20% of them that were raping children. 20%. You've only had the figures for Telford and Rotherham. Rotherham, which is a scandal where there was 1,400 victims. There's only, and some have been murdered, there are only 3.7% of Rotherham is Muslim. Come to my hometown, 50%. 50%, you will never get the figures. Oldham is a town with a 35% Muslim population. When they put to the council for an independent inquiry to investigate these crimes, The Muslims voted against it. All the Labour councillors voted and blocked the investigation. You will never, once the infiltration gets to a point within your council that it's Muslim dominated or they need the Muslim vote, you will never get the truth out about these crimes. And the Muslim demographics are increasing at an exponential rate across our country, which brings more problems, more violence, more hostility, more terrorism, more jihad, more rapes. That's the truth.
And how many Islamists just got into your parliament? I mean, they are taking over.
Well, five pro-Hamas, pro-jihadist independents got voted in. Five. Right now. But our entire election was focused around Gaza. So Muslims are pulling out the shots and the discussion are on our entire election. The majority of the British public, the majority are against open border mass immigration. Since these riots, Keir Starmer has not mentioned it once. They've managed not to mention the crimes being committed by the migrants that have made people angry and upset. Their two-tier policing is why people are upset, and they've doubled down on it. They've doubled down against the British public, but they have done the job. They're awakening more people than we ever could. Keir Starmer has been the best advert for the mass awakening that we need. These things, if you're British public or you're American and you're concerned and worried, unfortunately, these things have to happen to wake up the masses. People need to understand, if the public were aware of the dire strait of our nation and the future of our children, there would be a revolution tomorrow. But they hide it. They control the media. They control what you think about who. They tell you how to think about Alex. They tell you how to think about me. I don't want you mistaking my passion now as anger. Well, I am angry. I'm an angry Englishman because I'm watching as my country's destroyed. I'm watching as the sacrifices our forefathers made to give us freedom of speech, to protect and give us those rights, are being obliterated. And the media are ignoring it, and they're silent, and they're part of it. Our rights are being taken. Good working British men are in jail for their speech, for daring to speak out. We live under total communism. The only thing is most people don't realise it. What the world is now realising over the last 2 weeks is what I've known for a decade. So I'm quite happy, in a sense, that people can see it. People know these men haven't committed crimes and they're in prison. So don't trust any of the corrupt judges or the court systems that are imprisoning these men and giving them the most harshest sentence for their words. One man named the hotel. All he'd done was name the hotel. He's currently in prison for 2.5 years. He's got 3 children. He's got a wife at home. These are not criminals.
And by the way, Tommy, for listeners and viewers who just tuned in, a few weeks ago, I showed it, a bunch of it. We have the judges reading out the sentences. You named the hotel. You said all streets and waved an incendiary flag. 2 years in prison. I'll come back for about 10 more minutes, and I want to ask you your advice about America. As you warned me 13, 14 years ago when you first started coming on, that they would do the same thing here. Now, giant Venezuelan gangs, MS-13 gangs, we need to do what Bukele has done.
They'll crack down on you. They'll crack down on the Americans. They'll let them do it. As you mobilize yourself, they'll crack down and crush you. That's what they've done in the last 2 weeks. They are crushing the British spirit. But they underestimate it. They totally underestimate it. In fact, I think they're helping it. So
hold on, stay there then. Tommy, helptommy.com, helptommy.com. Folks, if you don't stand with InfoWars, if you don't stand with Tommy and helptommy.com, if you don't stand with Trump, we're men that are willing to go all the way, but we need your backing. Tommy, stay there. I want to come back and show you what the Venezuelan gang's taking over all these buildings. The police are helping them, saying they don't know what's going on. I want to get your advice on this and talk about big picture, about how we get rid of Keir Starmer. They want to arrest Elon Musk. They have arrested the head of Telegram. Helptommy.com. Follow me on X with Alex Jones and check out his film on Tommy Robbins and the New Era on X. Stay with us. COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH, This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through OnlineHealthNow.com.
OnlineHealthNow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at OnlineHealthNow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin, derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at OnlineHealthNow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the number one journalist in the world is our guest now, live on this Tuesday, August 22nd, 2024 transmission. Oh, he knows it's true. He's smiling, blushing. The mighty Tucker Carlson from his compound in beautiful mountains of Maine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he just came off that huge interview with RFK Jr. You can cut the excitement and suspense with a knife. The deep state is in total panic mode. We've only got him for a short time. Very gracious to pop in with us. Before we get into all the news, Tucker, you have got a string of super successful live podcast events with special guests across the country. I'm going to be with you, the 23rd, coming up in Pennsylvania. I was talking off air. You think that's going to be the biggest event. Tell us about the tour. I know it's already very successful. People go to TuckerCarlson.com/events to get tickets. Also, VIP events for meet and greet. I can't wait to be part of this. Thank you so much for including me.
Well, you're kind of the point of doing this whole tour revolves around you, and that's not flattery. It's sincere. By the way, being called the most powerful journalist in America, it really is like being the best caterer in the Central African Republic. I mean, it's such a disgusting business. I'm embarrassed even to be called a journalist. But no, the point is, and I'm always amazed to be on your show because the FBI has been trying to shut you down for so long and you're still here. So that just shows the power of one man's determination to defeat the machine. God bless you for that. But you can't censor a live event. And I'll be honest without getting into details. Obviously, you were like the first person I wanted to have on in one of these stadium shows. And finding a venue for that, for, you know, the disgrace, the dangerous, the terrifying Alex Jones, you know, whose main crime was predicting 9/11 in detail, can't have him. No profits allowed. It's hard to find a venue, you know, and we found one in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I just thought, this is the whole point. This can't be censored. You know, Google does not have control of a live event yet. And so people who are wondering, like, oh, I've heard Alex Jones is the most terrifying person since Idi Amin. Is he really? They can come and find out for themselves. And that's kind of the promise of America, is that we're citizens, we're not slaves, we're free men, and we get to hear and decide for ourselves. And in a live event, there's no mediator. There's nobody to, there's no gatekeeper. There's no one to stop you from hearing. There's no one to twist the words into a storyline that's been, you know, pre-approved by NSA and the Department of Homeland Security. It's just like you and the person. And I just love that. I love the idea, the immediacy of it and the unfiltered nature of it. So, yeah, I mean, I literally can't wait. And I bet you, and again, this is not flattery, but sincere, not one person will come away from that event in Reading, Pennsylvania at the end of next month thinking, oh, Alex Jones is as insane and dangerous as I was told. They're going to come away saying, actually, I agree with all of that. Why is this guy so bad? And then they're going to realize, oh, he's so bad because he's telling me things I kind of suspected were true. I mean, I was doing an interview yesterday with Bobby Kennedy, really an amazing interview. And right in the middle of it, he's like, you know, atrazine, you know, it can change the sex of frogs. And he was on a roll, so I didn't want to interrupt him. I was like, I think Alex Jones made that point like 15 years ago and was mocked. And now it's just the science. You were described as a lunatic, like a mental patient needing like full-time care because you were such a danger to yourself and society when you said that, turning the frogs gay. And now it's just like, well, that's just the science. That's the science. It's the science. You know, and when is someone going to call Alex Jones and be like, hey, Alex Jones, you were right about the frogs. Sorry.
Well, you're too kind, but already very successful.
True.
Already very successful events, selling out quickly. People go to TuckerCarlson.com/events. They can find everything right there. And it really is an act of resistance to do this and to get out there in mass. And it's really overall about the campaign, I think, for free speech. Speaking of Elon Musk, we have, and I know you talked about this last few days, the arrest of the head of Telegraph, which is even bigger globally right now than X, though X is growing already bigger than Facebook and Instagram. I mean, that really is another sign of major tyranny. And I think a beta test for trying to arrest Elon Musk. We know Australia, we know Brazil, we know the EU are all talking about wanting to arrest Elon Musk.
Well, yeah, and it's also really weird because I think of him as a friend. I mean, I really like him personally. Pavel, who was arrested in France this weekend, and basically, you know, Macron just said it out loud. We arrested him because he refused to censor things we didn't like, criticism of the French government, for example. So what's the definition of a dictatorship? The definition of a dictatorship is a government that arrests people for criticizing that government. So, I mean, keep in mind, Durov left Russia in 2014 because the Russian government demanded the IP addresses of people on the other side of the Ukrainian, of the false flag, you know, overthrow the Ukrainian government that the State Department affected over there, our State Department. And the Russians said, we want, you know, their IP addresses. And Durov said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to give information on my users to the government. And so he left his own country, Russia, and he likes Russia. He is Russian. And he left because he thought the Putin government was too restrictive on the question of free speech. And he moved ultimately to the United Arab Emirates in Dubai, where he lives now, and he got French citizenship. But the irony is, 10 years later, he gets arrested by a so-called free country, France, at the behest of the Biden administration. There's no chance they did that without checking with the U.S. State Department and the National Security Council, the White House. They did that with the approval of the United States government, the Biden administration, and they arrest the guy for allowing ordinary people to say what they think and to oppose the policies of governments. What? And then, of course, they, you know, smear him as an abettor of kiddie porn or whatever. You know, the biggest child traffickers in the world are the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. more than 10 million people trafficked across our border. And yet they're pushing for this guy to go to prison because he's allowing whatever. It's all fake. The truth is we're entering a new phase, I think, in the West, where the repressive tactics of the regimes that all of us have always opposed are turning up in our own supposedly free societies. And we just have to fight that with every ounce of strength that we have, because this is a cliche, but it is, because it's true. We are really the only free country left. We're the only country on the planet that guarantees free speech. And if we allow them to lecture us like Tim Walz, that creep, did the other day, well, you know, free speech is not absolute. Well, actually it is, Tim Walz. And the definition of free speech is being able to call you a creep without being arrested. And when you take that away from me, this is a dictatorship. And I don't want my kids to live in a dictatorship. So I'm going to do whatever I can to oppose you.
Tucker, you predicted they would try to kill Trump and talked about the trajectory of all the things they did to him and how it built up with the fake impeachments and the civil trials and the indictments and the fake convictions and trying to take him off the ballot. And clearly the next thing would be try to kill him. The trajectory for me now just goes into warp speed or hyperdrive or light speed, when now he's even more popular. Now RFK and Tulsi Gabbard's and so many others, and you know, hopefully Joe Rogan's going to endorse him. That now, even though they've got a bunch of dead people and illegal aliens ready to vote, Texas just pulled over 1 million illegal aliens and dead people off the rolls yesterday. It's happening all over the place. They're not totally cleaning it up, but they've knocked a chunk out. The deep state is absolutely panicking, in my views, and are super, super dangerous. So what's next on the trajectory? What black swans? What do you see happening next?
You know, I can't foresee it, and I love taking credit for super obvious calls, like obviously they're going to try and kill Trump. Of course, what's left? So, you know, I deserve no credit for prophecy there at all. That was it was just out in the open for anyone to notice.
Deduction.
It was deduction, of course. It was following a trend line. That's really simple. I think they're, you know, the only option, if they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, et cetera. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but, you know, who knows?
Absolutely. And they're pre-programming cyber attacks, and they're shipping the bird flu and the monkeypox vaccine all over the country. They gave an emergency authorization for the bird flu shot that UN declared a new emergency right as the old emergency expired to the day. I mean, it's so transparent you're awake. What must it be like for Kamala supporters when she now wasn't the border czar, is the border czar, wasn't the border czar, and now she's running ads showing the border wall, saying it's hers, and adopting all of Trump's policies, though we know she'll never deliver? I mean, this is, I didn't think they could turn the BS meter up any higher, but they have.
I didn't either, but I think the price of admission into that party is the willingness to suspend thinking. And I think we misunderstand why people become partisan Democrats. We know why they become conservatives. I want to think for myself. I believe in the autonomy of the individual up against the group. You know, I think the person has dignity created by God, can't be taken away, inalienable rights. I mean, those are the core beliefs of people on our side. The core beliefs of the people on the other side aren't really beliefs. They're impulses that derive from fear. And the core fear is, I'm alone and powerless in this world. I need protection from a group I'm going to join. There is safety in numbers. That's the reigning idea or impulse on the Democratic side. Let's all get together, and together we are stronger than we are alone. They fear being alone. These are people who sleep with the TV on. You know, these are people who are just terrified. They're people who are on SSRIs and benzodiazepines. I mean, this is all shown. I mean, they're heavily medicated and neurotic because they're afraid. They don't believe in God, so they're terrified of death. They have no skills, so they're terrified of change. I mean, they've created an entire fake economy to elevate and compensate people who can't do anything useful. We live in a world where people who can plumb your house don't get paid anything relative to somebody who has no skills at all, who is working in the DEI department of a community college, right? So the whole enterprise is designed to take fearful people who believe themselves to be powerless, who have no useful skills, and make them feel safe and appreciated. That's the whole everyone gets a trophy thing that we used to make fun of, but it's actually very deep. And if I can just recommend to your listeners, the probably the only four listing who haven't already read it, but Ted Kaczynski's original manifesto, and I'm not endorsing mail bombs, which I hate, by the way, or violence, which
but
I hate.
But he did nail but what was going to happen. He did nail it.
He nailed what was going to happen with the growth of technology, but he also, more than anything, described the leftist worldview, this helpless, alone, afraid, you know, anxiety-ridden, terrified child in an adult body that is the average leftist. That's the mindset that drives their behavior. And no one described it as well as Ted Kaczynski, who came, you know, he's a product of Harvard and Cal Berkeley. Like, he'd spent his whole life in academia. He knew what these people were really
like.
No,
you're right. It's an indictment of the left. So in the limited time we have left, I've got a few other questions. You're so gracious to be here, Tucker. If Trump would have been killed in Butler, Pennsylvania, you follow the trajectory, and you are actually good at predictions. You are smart. So don't you know, play yourself down here. People really want to hear what you have to say. What would have happened, God forbid, if they'd have blown his head off in Butler? And then tie it into your statements, if you can elaborate, on the political realignment that we're clearly seeing globally right now.
Gosh, I mean, well, that would have been the national – I mean, keep in mind, that took place at a moment where they were still planning on running Biden, and the numbers were bad. And so killing Trump was the national crisis I referred to that they will always resort to out of desperation if they think they're going to lose power. And that would have been a crisis. I mean, first of all, it would have resulted in the death of an innocent, of a man, okay, which is always a tragedy no matter where it happens, in my opinion. But the trauma to the country, watching a man get shot. I mean, the great thing about the Zapruder film is you really have to watch carefully to see the gore in it, to watch the top of the president's head come off. But Trump was being shot in, you know, HD, close up. If he'd been shot in the face, that would have been the single ugliest, goriest, most horrifying thing, you know, 300 million people had ever seen. And that's just bad. That's just bad right there. It's pornography on a moral level. Okay,
it'd be a snuff film.
It would be a snuff film. And like watching that stuff is bad for you. Actually, it damages you, in my opinion. I know that. So that. But then this sort of subsequent effect, the ripples out from that, the chaos, the people realizing, wait a second, they just murdered the only hope of the disenfranchised half of the country. I mean, in the 2020 election, Biden voters owned 70% of the wealth in the United States, Trump voters 30%. So really, this is an economic divide. People have been left behind by changes in the economy, are clinging to Trump like a life raft. And people who think they're succeeding or could succeed by playing along with the regime are on Kamala Harris's side. So you would have, you know, 100 and whatever million people who have nothing. They have nothing. They have no political power. They have no economic power. The only thing they have is Trump. And now Trump's been murdered. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what would have happened then, but it would have been a turning point an abrupt turning point in the life of the country. You would have unleashed chaos. Who would do something like that? By the way, who would unleash chaos on a country? Like, how evil do you have to be to even consider doing something?
I was about
like
to say that shows
results.
You'd almost have to be crazy to start a war with Russia. It just shows how reckless they are.
Well, but reckless and callous and evil. I mean, I've been around chaos a couple of times in my life. If you've ever seen it, you'll never forget it. Because, I mean, first of all, it's violent. But worse than violent, it's unpredictable. You don't know who's going to get hurt. Though long term, the weaker get hurt. The kids get hurt. The women get hurt. The elderly get hurt. You know, people can't defend themselves. I have literally seen this. And I never want to see it again. But it's intuitive. You know what happens when chaos breaks out, right? In a riot, for example. To unleash that on an entire country is just demonic. It's like, it's evil because you know for a fact that helpless people are going to be hurt. And they were clearly prepared to do that. They allowed him to be shot. That's just a fact. The Biden administration, in charge of his bodyguards, allowed him to be shot. You can say, well, they didn't know that was what's going to happen. They weren't coordinating with the shooter. Okay, I'm willing to believe that. It doesn't change the fact that they allowed it. And in other words, if I let my toddler play by my swimming pool and go to Walmart for an hour and he drowns, I didn't drown him, but I allowed him to be drowned. It's the same crime.
Exactly.
So that's what they did. And that's sick. Like, they're sick. They have no limits at all. They're flirting with nuclear war, which would eliminate human life on the planet right now. So we should not underestimate their callousness to human life. You know, they committed abortion outside in the parking lot at the DNC. These people don't have limits. And I don't think the average non-liberal can really understand that. It's like, well, you know, at a certain point, they'll pull back. No, they won't. There's no evidence they will.
And I think a lot of that has to do with what you were talking about with RFK Jr. The average leftist is so disconnected from nature. Like, Chuckie Schumer serves raw hamburgers and puts cheese on raw hamburgers. He doesn't even know. And he said, I've never been outside an apartment building. I'm cooking burgers. He's literally like a space alien who's got political power, but doesn't think about second, third, fourth order of things. So shifting gears into some of the good news, and I got to go in a few minutes. What do you make of Zuckerberg, the motive? Because bigger than him coming out with this letter and saying, I got pressured, I election meddled, I covered up COVID, I did other things, I'm sorry, they made me do it. We've had Mayorkas and we've had Garland and we've had Ray all lie and say they didn't do it, even though we have all the emails and documents, ordering things censored, election meddling and more. Why do you think, is it because these whistleblowers are coming out, he doesn't want a lot of Congress, or he's a good person? Why do you think Zuckerberg has now fallen on a sword like this, or he sees which way the wind's blowing with Elon Musk and all the rest of it?
I mean, I could concoct a million theories, but I just want to be as honest as I can be and say I don't know. I've talked to Zuckerberg about these topics a number of times. And I'll just say, every time I've talked to him, he has made the noises of an anguished, guilty civil libertarian who feels bad about going along with the suppression of speech. Now, obviously, free speech is the center of my business and my worldview, so maybe he's just sucking up. I don't know why he would do that. But he does try to sound, at least when I've talked to him, like a kind of guilty 70s liberal. Like, I really do believe in free speech. I'm sorry. So maybe it's genuine. I just don't know the answer. We should also say in that letter, I don't know the answer, I should say. In that letter, he says, you know, I spent all this money on election mechanics in 2020, $400 million. And I now know that, like, it probably helped the Democrats more than the Republicans. And I just want you to know I'm not doing that again. Now, is he good, by the way, but is he sucking up to Jim Jordan, to whom he wrote the letter? Does he really mean that? Again, I don't know. All I know is it's a good thing. It's like so many things in politics. Like, everyone in politics is lying on some level. They're all creepy. I got it. They're all falling short of expectations. None of them, like, is much of an idealist. They're all kind of cynical. But the ones who do what you want them to do, like, take the win. You know, you know what I mean? Like, just take the win. It's good. Like, I hear all these people like, oh, Elon is not a, you know, as committed to free speech as I am. Well, that's true. He's not as committed to free speech as I am, but I don't own anything. I'm just a yapper on the tube. He's done more for free speech than anybody in my lifetime. So let's just take the win. You know what I mean?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. In closing, I've been gracious with the time. TuckerCarlson.com/events. Not just my event with him or his event with me up there in Pennsylvania, but all the other incredible events with, you know, Glenn Beck and everybody else you can imagine. It's the very best of the best. I can't wait to meet everybody. I can't wait to be there. I'm probably going to go to Butler as well while I'm there and shoot a report. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Tucker. He's just an awesome person. If you haven't seen him in person, you really need to come. And to not just this event on the 23rd of next month, but to all of these incredible events he's doing, that's a real exercise of free speech. If you don't exercise it, it's like your brain or muscles. You lose it, and it atrophies. But in closing, I've looked at all the numbers without getting into them. Trump is way ahead. They've got these fake polls. He's going to win, even with the 10% or so of fraud they've got baked in from all my research. That said, Jamie Raskin, I don't know if you've seen the clip, said weeks ago, we're going to have a civil war. We're not going to accept Trump. We're going to block him with the delegates. And John Podesta told the New York Times 4 years ago, he said if Trump won then, they would simply not accept it and have their own inauguration out west, he said. So they're really planning something nasty. They're pushing civil unrest. They're talking about civil war. Just in closing, what do you expect them to do? Because we're talking about 69 days of the election. Nobody's talking about the 76 during that period where he's president-elect. To me, that's the real danger zone. I believe he will overpower the fraud if they don't kill him and don't blow up his airplane or truck bomb him or something like that. But if he gets the win, then I know the real craziness begins the day after he is president-elect. What do you say?
Just like it did, they set up the whole fake January 6th thing, which was fundamentally fake, in that same period. I agree with you completely. That is by far the most perilous period. If he wins, that does not mean they're going to submit. I mean, that's not what they're like. That's what we're like. I won. Time to be magnanimous. Good game. Good game. Yeah. It's like the kind of wasp, like, oh, no, you were very well played. Very well played. That's not how they feel. They win. They jump over the net and club you to death with a tennis racket. Like, they just don't. They're not gentlemen at all. So I have no idea. But, that will be the most worrisome possible time. And Trump should be concerned. Luckily, he's got a lot of rich people on his side this time, which matters. Sorry. It does.
And make no mistake, anybody saying we're in boring times is crazy. I said last question, let me squeeze in one more. Last time you were on a few months ago, and Elon retweeted it and said he agreed he was going to double his security or increase it. You were saying, I was saying Elon's a big target too. And that was right before they tried to kill Trump, literally just weeks before they tried to kill Trump 44 days ago. You were on just about 2 weeks before that. We were predicting they'd do it on that show. I'm not trying to make this happen, but I just hope Elon is really watching his ass, because globally, I think Elon Musk is just as important, maybe more important than Trump. In closing, what do you say to that?
Well, I completely agree with everything you just said. He's smart. He has a kind of devil-may-care recklessness that makes me love him. And I mean that in a good way. You would never buy Twitter, at double its actual value unless you were a dice roller. And you wouldn't be the richest man in the world unless you're willing to roll the dice. So he is. But I don't think you're overstating his importance in the history of the world right now. I mean, he's the only one who is holding the line for human rights. He's the only one. So, man, live long and prosper is my hope for him, for sure.
That's right. And the Telegram guy was doing a good job, too. And now he's in custody.
What a good man, too.
And you've interviewed him.
Oh, I know him. Yeah. I know him. I really like him, too, which is the sad. I mean, how many tech moguls do you actually like personally? I really like him. Decent, nice person. Yeah, and a truly principled guy. And it makes me, want to invade France, which honestly makes me so mad I can barely control.
Yeah, France needs to be liberated, just like you said Canada does. TuckerCarlson.com/events. I'll be there at the 23rd in Pennsylvania. Hope to see people there. Tucker, I'm going to roll the little promo for your amazing events. I'm going to say bye to you here, and I'll be right back. Here is the trailer for the live events with Tucker Carlson.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen. oxygen, ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more of it's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.